Pittsburgh, I love ya. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's cultural talk magazine, delivered digitally, straight up, shaken, and stirred. Tonight's broadcast brought to you by our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Zafalo's Banquet and Event Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, one of the most beautiful and unique venues in the greater Pittsburgh area for weddings, corporate dinners, fundraisers, and more. Visit clubzafalo.com. Off the Wall Theater, enlivening, educating, and entertaining audiences in the Pittsburgh region. View their current season at insideoffthewall.com. Arcade Comedy Theater, hosting local and national comedians, sketch comedy, improv, and more. 811 Liberty Avenue, downtown. Be sure to like them on Facebook or find them at arcadecomedytheater.com. Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. You can learn more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. Tonight's guest, Jeremy Wojtisch, executive chef, Lydia's Pittsburgh. How are you doing?
Excellent. Yourself?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, enjoying the weather, enjoying being here in your beautiful restaurant. The aromas are incredible. We'll start off with a local headline for discussion from one of our Pittsburgh media sources. And for you, of course, I had to pick a very unusual one. Corpse flower blooms at Phipps Conservatory. The rare flower only blooms for 48 hours once every 10 years, emitting an odor similar to garbage. Now, of course, this is exactly what we want to discuss before talking about delicious food. Have you heard about this thing?
I have a little, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
It's not something I take the kids to.
I don't know. It could be neat. It's kind of reminiscent of Little Shop of Horrors or something. But here's what I want to ask you about this flower in particular. Do you see it more as a salad or a side?
I have to go salad.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how you would work something like that in. But, you know, I would guess this comes up a lot. You know, I don't know. Do you watch those competitive chef shows at all?
You know, I do.
Do they appeal to you?
Lydia actually, you know, guest star on MasterChef with Joe, her son Joe.
That's right.
You know, I watch them every now and then when she's on there.
So I'm thinking of when they have, like, they introduce that one ingredient that you've got to work into everything, you know? I mean, do challenges like this come up in the everyday life of a chef?
Well, you know, especially in Italian cuisine, it comes up every day, because essentially, you know, in Italian cuisine, we don't waste anything. So every part of the pork, of the lettuce, of the stocks, we use it all, whether it's in soup and pasta fillings or whatever. So basically every day is like a mystery basket, essentially.
Well, that's a way to look at it. What is probably the most challenging thing on a plate that you have had to prepare?
I don't know if anything's really that challenging. I mean, everything, you know, has its own place, you know, but it's just, you know, making sure you execute things. You know, I like to do things simply so that, you know, one or two ingredients together and they all flow. And I'd say the most difficult thing is letting the ingredients talk for themselves. You know, if you have a peach in front of you, it should taste like a peach. It shouldn't taste like a
sauerkraut talks for me,
speech,
but afterwards. That's all. All right. So where did you get your beginnings? I mean, what inspired you to get into the culinary arts?
I started cooking with my father when I was very young. You know, he used to grill a lot and make a lot of food. And, you know, one day I just told him, you know, go take a break and I'll take over from there. So.
And a star was born.
Yeah. Exactly.
Very good. Exactly. So you landed here at Lydia's in Pittsburgh. What is it like working with a woman who is unquestionably one of the most beloved chefs in America?
Well, it's amazing. I mean, her, you know, she's a vast wealth of knowledge. You know, she knows everything about the cuisine, everything about the food. I mean, her name's on the wall.
And on these fine books here, yes, and these fine sauces.
It's great, you know, because, you know, you can throw an idea past her or an idea for an event or food, and she can give you five ideas right off the top of her head of why it'll work, why it won't work, and ways to improve it. So, I mean, it's fantastic.
Now, were you at all intimidated when you kind of first got the call?
You know, when I first talked to her, I was a little bit, but, you know, she's great. She's great to work with. She's one of the most hardworking people I've ever met in my life. She never stops. So,
did she test you out? Did she make you cook for her?
I didn't have to cook for her. No, okay. It's more of kind of a feeling out period. I worked with a couple chefs here, and, you know, some of the executive chefs from other restaurants. So, but it was good. I didn't have to cook for her, though, luckily.
No, you certainly have a wealth of experience. You've prepared meals for 3 presidents. Is this true?
I worked in Nemecal when I prepared for a couple, and then at the Omni we had Barack Obama and the Russian president and things like that. So. A couple here and there.
So when that happens, I guess somebody's checking for allergies and things beforehand. I would just assume. I don't know what the protocol is when you're cooking for a head of state.
Most of the time, it's not as, complicated or as involved as you'd think.
I was hoping for big involved story, but okay.
It's usually more of getting in the building than it is actually.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
But there's usually one, they bring a chef with them and they just kind of oversee. And as long as you have a good rapport with them and good relationship with them, it's usually pretty easy. So
when it comes to what I would consider gourmet Italian, is that a term that would describe Lydia's?
Sure. Absolutely.
My impression of Italian cooking has always been hearty. You get probably 3 times the amount that you could possibly eat in one sitting, But Lydia, it seems, has really elevated that to a gourmet level.
Sure.
I'm not sure off the top of my head I can think of another restaurant that really compares. So what is it, from your point of view, that really sets the Lydia's style, Lydia's restaurant, aside from any other restaurants in the Italian food genre?
Well, a lot of it has to do with the passion we put into the food. Everything you eat here is made from scratch. The pastas, the raviolis, the gnocchi, the sorbets, the ice creams, the breads. The dressings, anything you eat here is made from scratch, and we do high quality ingredients. And with Lydia's, it's more old world Italian. Mm-hmm. It's not the heaping piles of sauce where it's a whole bowl and you can barely finish it. It's more the pasta and things are the superstars, and the sauce is more like the condiment. Mm-hmm. So it really shines.
That's
through.
A good way to look at it. Very good. And we have some of those fine sauces here, because these are all available to purchase here at the restaurant. And, it wouldn't be Berg Vivant without a vodka sauce.
Of course.
Bravo.
Of course.
Thank you for that. And she's done numerous books, very, very popular. A television show, of course, popular as well. Does she make it to Pittsburgh often?
She does. Probably about 2 or 3 times a year. Mm-hmm. She'll actually be back in November. We work with WQED to do their pledge drives. She works with them pretty closely, public television. She's a big supporter of it. So she'll be back in November. We're going to do another pledge drive for them in the restaurant, and she'll have a new book in at that time, too, that we're going to do a dinner with and kind of promote that. So
and she also has restaurants in Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
And Kansas.
She does. She has the only other Lydia's is in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
It's Lydia's Kansas City. It's very similar to the restaurant in layout and menu and everything else. And there's Felidia and Becco in New York, as well as Del Posto. And she's partners with Mario Batali, B&B Hospitality Group. So between her, Joe, and Mario, they're everywhere.
That's a good trio.
They're everywhere. So they just opened
triple
up
threat there.
The Italian restaurant in Italy in their hometown last week. So
of all the places in America that she could have chosen for a Lydia's Italian restaurant, what makes Pittsburgh such a good fit for Lydia's?
I've asked her that question before, and she just, she saw the city as up and coming, as really becoming more of a food destination when she first opened it. We're down here in the Strip District, and it was something kind of unique, kind of had that market feel to it. And, after the success of Kansas City, it looked like the right place to go.
And the restaurant's been here since 2002?
Yep.
Excellent, excellent. The decor is fantastic. The atmosphere is incredible. And we're, of course, on the second level right now, looking down into the dining room. The chandeliers, a lot of thought went into the dining experience here, clearly. So what's on the menu? If I'm coming through Pittsburgh one night only, and everybody's telling me, stop at Lydia's, you've got to go to Lydia's. Everything looks delicious. What are some of the standout stars right now on the menu?
Well, of course, our pasta trio is the highlight of the of the room. It's our trio pasta. It's a fresh, made pasta, fettuccine, tagliatelle, a stuffed pasta ravioli or gnocchi, and then an imported pasta. They have different sauces every day. We make them in the kitchen. They're served tableside in the pans themselves. Served to order, tableside, fresh ground up padano grated on top. And that's our signature dish. That's what we're really known for is our pasta. So, if you're coming through and only have one time to do it, you got to have the pasta.
Yeah, and that'll get them back, even if they're from another city altogether.
Excellent. I remember the desserts here being very good too when I came. Of course, it's been a while now, but what would you say is your specialty?
You know, I love pasta. I've always loved. I mean, I don't mean to keep harping on pasta, but you know, it's
well, you're in the right place for it.
Yeah, but. It's always been a passion of mine. It's such a simple thing, but done right, it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's just I've always loved it. Always loved it.
Now, I look at chefs a lot as artists, and you know, to me, artists have a definitive style. Do you feel that that is true with chefs?
I think we all kind of do things in a certain way, you know, whether it be plating or, you know, a certain way we like to cook things or, you know, some people real heavy with the grill or braising or all around. But I think everyone has kind of a little bit of a signature to them, yeah.
Yeah, how do you see your particular signature?
I'm fairly simple. I like to cook within the seasons, though. Mm. You know, I like to keep things as seasonally and fresh as possible. Just really staying with whatever we have locally and whatever I can get that day that, you know, hasn't been sitting around for a week, or trying to buy something that isn't maybe in season yet and trying to, you know, force the season. So that's more kind of who I am.
Yeah, so we've got fall coming up right around the bend. What can we expect for some fall dishes from Lydia's?
We do a wonderful zucca ravioli, which is butternut squash ravioli, and it has some amaretti cookies in it. Fresh mostarda, so it's got like this sweet and spicy bite to it.
You had me at ravioli, and that was before you said cookies.
Yeah.
So I'm sold. Thank you.
Yeah. Some great soups, you know, butternut squash, black-eyed pea soup, you know, everything's right around the corner. Start making our bucci, which goes into our Pittsburgh heritage, Lydia's history and heritage. It's basically stuffed cabbage rolls with sauerkraut. So
great.
It's great.
Now, stuffed cabbage, that never struck me as Italian, but I suppose...
It's not, but, you know, Lydia was born, you know, in Istria, you know, real close to the border there, so she has kind of the influence of both, so
very
it's
good.
Great. You know, it's a little bit of everything.
Excellent, excellent. Now, I know that, and this might just be cooking myth, but, you know, that, you know, there's different styles of Italian food from different regions of Italy. I think Abruzzi is more... peppery, hearty,
sure.
Spicy. So where does kind of Lydia's style fit on that spectrum? Is it kind of reminiscent of a particular area of Italy, or just something that she's invented as a artist and a chef?
You know, we don't really limit it to anything in particular. You know, we cook within the season and cook what we like. You know, so if we draw a little from the north with the more, you know, rich, like, creams and butters and stuff, or, you know, go more towards the south and go kind of more simpler, you know, we'll do regional dinners in the restaurant as well, where we'll highlight a region. You know, we'll do Venice, you know, right around Carnival every year, you know, and do something
That's
like that
great.
To feature that region. But, you know, in the restaurant itself, we kind of play everywhere.
Now, do you get to, you know, enjoy any of the other cultural cuisine around Pittsburgh, or are you pretty busy? I'm an Italian fanatic right now.
You know, I of course we try to get out and, you know, see some different things, but, you know, I mostly keep it within the Italian realm, yeah.
Well, understandably, so sneaking a little gnocchi on the way out like that.
Exactly.
It must be an excellent place to be and
it
to
is.
Be creating and, you know, associated with great company. So where do you see it going down the road? I mean, is there any vision for expansion, more Lydia's restaurants?
You know, she's always expanding and, you know, there's always that possibility. You know, it's usually one of those things that, you know, we find out kind of last minute, but, you know, we've talked about expanding in the Pittsburgh area, and that might be something we do in the future for sure.
So I'm thinking a Pittsburgh Italian fusion, maybe like an Italian pierogi, which might actually kind of be like a ravioli.
It basically is. We actually do a potato and leek ravioli.
Okay.
With a scallion butter that is very reminiscent of Pittsburgh.
So that can be totally
close.
Pittsburgh.
You know,
yeah.
You know?
Pittsburgh also seems to be known for those stuffed banana peppers. I think that's a big Pittsburgh thing. Of course, chipped ham is another one.
Sure. But
I'm trying to think what else. What can we do to really fuse Pittsburgh and Italy aside from like, I don't know. That ravioli pierogi, I'm stuck on that.
You know, you want one now, don't you?
Well, yeah, and feel free to pass this along to Lydia, okay? This is my gift to her, you
I
know?
I appreciate that.
And if that shows up in one of these cookbooks, I'm coming after you, man.
I could actually might already be in there.
So. Oh, yeah. But Pittsburgh Italian pierogi, though. I'm kind of after the name.
You want the pierogi.
I want pierogi.
I got you.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really tempted just to kind of stick a straw in one of these.
You could. They're fantastic.
So we've got marinara, we've got vodka sauce, tomato, basil. What's your fave?
I like the vodka, actually.
Well, I guess.
But she makes a bunch of them. You know, she makes a summer vegetable, an eggplant marinara, a bunch of different ones. She actually just came out with her own frozen food line that's like ready to eat meals that are in the Whole Foods stores and things like that that are great. I mean, the lasagna she has for that is just fantastic. So.
And it seems to me that sauce is the linchpin of every great Italian meal. And everybody's got their sauce recipe.
Sure.
Everybody's got their way of doing it, how long they cook it. So from your point of view, what is the secret to a truly great, perfect, dare I say, pasta sauce?
Well, you know, what we do with a lot of things is we have a base sauce that we make a lot of different things from. So we have a basic marinara that's as simple as crushed, you know, great San Marzano tomatoes, shaved garlic, olive oil, and peppercino, and that's it. You know, it simmers for 15-20 minutes and it comes off, and that's kind of our base, you know, to make a lot of different sauces from. You know, that's our base, and we add different ingredients to that to make everything that we want. So, you know, the secret to a great Italian sauce is just having really good ingredients to start. Because if you start with great things in the beginning, it can only go.
Yeah, freshness, I should think, plays a key role, because I think pasta sauces I've had that have been made with fresh tomatoes, man, there's a big difference.
Sure,
you
sure.
know, and to hear that you guys use everything,
yeah.
you know, that's fantastic. I don't know if every place does that.
No, you know, it's kind of unique to hear, and you know, but that's the culture. You know, we don't like to waste. You know, if there's something we can use it for, we're going to use it.
I like that philosophy.
In the soup, or it's, you know, to grind up, you know, when we break down pork, you know, the grind, we grind it and make meatballs out of it, or bolognese, or whatever. So nothing ever goes in the trash can. You know, it all gets recycled.
And nobody goes hungry here.
No one ever goes hungry. If we can't figure out something to do, it gets fried up and it goes in the family meal and we all eat it ourselves. So
what can somebody expect when they come here for the first time? You know, might be not such a fan of Italian, you know? Or hasn't, you know, really tried a lot of Italian cuisine. Overall, what can they expect from the Lydia's experience?
Well, you know, Lydia's philosophy is everyone to the table and eat. You know, it's a kind of her tagline, and you know, when you come here, you're gonna be met with very warm atmosphere. You know, people waiting on you that really genuinely want you to be here and want you to enjoy the cuisine and the food. Of course, there's something for everyone here. You know, whether you're adventurous and you want to try the pilipo, which is our Spanish octopus dish, or you want something as simple as a lemon chicken, you know, but there's always something for someone to have here. And
Excellent.
You're always going to enjoy it.
Excellent. I'm sold. I'm going to go raid your fridge, okay? Don't mind me. Thank you, Chef Wojtyś, for being here today on Berg Vivant.
In closing, we would like to once again thank our spectacular sponsors and strategic partners, Off the Wall Theater, Cefalo's Banquet and Events Center, Carnegie, Pennsylvania, Arcade Comedy Theater, Downtown, and Berg Vivant is a proud supporter of Firefly Arts, creating opportunities and support for families living with autism through innovative arts programming. Find out more and show your support at fireflyarts.org. And be sure to follow Pittsburgh's Cultural Talk magazine online. You can find Berg Vivant, the It in Pittsburgh, on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribe for free at www.bergvivant.com. This is Brian Edwards saying cheers and good night.